Josh edited it. It's fine.
No, I'm not editing any of this.
Hey! Welcome to episode 114 of Cracking the Spine. In case you don't know from previous episodes, the voice you're hearing right now is that of Sean.
And Zane.
And Sir Joshington of Wales.
We have replaced Josh with a knighted Welshman.
I'm a Welshman.
Yes, and he does a very convincing Welshman accent.
Hello!
Yes.
England is fun to be in.
Actually, Wales is not fans of... Anyway.
Get over it, losers!
Stop kicking the computer!
My foot is... I drank so much coffee.
Did you smack Josh?
I did.
This is getting very abusive very quickly.
Don't
I am not
it.
Responsible for any of it.
He likes it.
Kind of like getting hit a little bit.
He likes it.
Sounds like one of you is primed for a Supreme Court seat.
That's
it's me!
Forever topical.
So anyway, yeah, what do we have? 114. 114, that's the...
When was my first one?
That's the Reggie White episode. He's been dead for 114 months.
Maybe. No.
Or more.
It's more.
Than 114.
He has been. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Is Reggie White dead?
Yeah.
Who's Reggie White?
Supreme Court Justice Reggie White.
He wrote the Supreme Court Justices.
The Minister of Supreme Court Defense.
He played football.
For the Eagles and the Packers.
He Zane, to your interests, he played football.
He was number 92.
Yes. Again, Zane, he played football.
Wait.
One time we made Zane watch a football game here, and she fucking loved it.
I don't understand what his connection is to 114.
I was doing a non sequitur. I was deliberately not making sense. I have, honestly, Zane, the answer to your question is, I have run out of ways to numerically link up the episode number with something in pop
things?
Culture. Yeah. Unless I say, like, it's the Riley Cooper episode plus 100.
Yeah. Let's bring him into this.
Yeah, again.
That's a great pick there.
Zane's brow is being furrowed even more than anyone else. Okay, anyway. So, Zane, what are you reading?
I kind of took a break from Scott Lynch.
Okay.
What does that mean? Are you broken up with him or not?
I'm sorry,
Scott.
You were on Red Seas, right?
Yeah. And it's good. It just wasn't grabbing me. And it was one of those things where I'd be like, oh, I want to sit down and read. And then I'd be like, I don't really want to pick that book up. You know, and then I kind of just wouldn't read.
That's fair.
So, and that's kind of what happened to me with the first book, Eliza Lacamora. So, and I put it down for a little bit, and then I came back to it, and that's how I finished Eliza Lacamora, and I loved it. So that's kind of what I'm hoping happens with this book, too. So I started reading a book called Hollow Dean.
Hello, Dean, said Rory Gilmore.
I think it's by George Mann.
Is that Paula Dean in a Halloween costume?
I don't know yet.
Good answer.
Bad question.
There are no bad questions. There are only stupid questions.
Well,
and good answers.
I think you hit both on those, Josh. And Zane, it was a great answer.
Thank you. It's hopefully a spooky book.
I'm sorry, you said it was by Man George?
Yes.
Man George?
And
is that like Boy George's
Boy
dad?
Boy George's dad. Exactly.
Man.
I did that on purpose.
Josh is thinking about how much he loves me right now. It's similar. Well, the premise is similar to that book Hecla's Children that I read.
Okay.
In that it's about digging up a witch. Because Hecla's Children was about like digging up
a witch.
Do witches
it
not
wasn't
die
a witch,
when
it was
you...
Barkfoot.
Barkfoot. I forgot about
Barkfoot.
But
this is about digging up a witch and like...
The witch? Like that movie?
Yes.
The witch.
Like buried alive witch? Or we don't know?
Do you not know? Yeah.
We don't know. It's, there...
What's scarier, an alive witch
there's
or a
like
dead
a,
one?
It's a little town in England and...
Where I'm from!
And there's, like, all these local superstitions and folklore that,
I believe,
like,
we call them superstitions, Mom.
There's a...
Super woosies.
There's a huge rock that is supposed to be, like, an ancient grave marker for a witch. And there's, like, all these tales about That's this cool. ancient witch in this town. And they, like, you know, like, they have Halloween festivals and they have, like, effigies of her and stuff. Because, like, it's become, like, a local fun thing.
All right. The kids love it.
And then an archaeologist goes out to dig up the grave and see if there's a body in there.
All right.
And that's sort of where I am.
It's me, Indianapolis Jenkins. Whoosh. He's the archaeologist.
It's pretty good.
Indianapolis Jenkins.
Except that Indianapolis Jenkins doesn't help white people do things. He what? Only goes to... No, think about it. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Where does he go? Egypt.
Sure.
Temple of Doom. Where does he go?
India. Other movie.
The Grail. The
Crusade.
Last Crusade. Where is that?
Israel.
Alexandretta. Of course. The son of the Last Crusade. So, Indy doesn't help. White people don't need help.
And he kind of doesn't help anyone.
He kind of helps himself.
Yeah.
Well, he helps a lot of people.
He doesn't really learn about how to not be fortune and glory hungry.
That's true.
Ever. And that's like the most white people thing.
It's because he's a professor.
Of being a dog.
Part time.
We'll put it in. I'll forget.
You already forgot.
I just did it.
I forgot.
All right. So you're enjoying...
I think so. I hope so.
Okay.
Well,
I want. But you're not. You're not. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Have you given up on Scott
Lynch?
No.
I'm not giving up. But the way that this happened to me with Lies of Lacamora, for some reason or another, I couldn't just plow through it.
Okay.
And I had to take a break and step away. And then at some point, I was like, I want to start reading that book again. And then I was able to, like, finish it and, like, voraciously finish it. And that's kind of where I am now with this book. Like, I like the world and I like these characters and it's great. There's nothing wrong with this book. I'm just not motivated to keep reading it. And I'm hoping if I take some time away from it that I'll be able to then finish it and enjoy it.
That sounds familiar because at the risk of sounding cocky, Zane, ask me, or Josh, ask me what I'm reading.
I guess I'm done. Sean, what are you reading?
I'm reading The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin.
Oh yeah, and you were not...
I'm
surprised that you're still reading that.
I am. I really...
As in it's taking you this long.
It's been taking me a really long time because I feel, Zane, like you feel about the Scott Lynch, mm-hmm. where you go, I know there's something there. And, like, I'm reading it, and there's definitely something there. But I'm not compelled to read it on downtime.
That's so interesting because I felt the exact opposite way about that book.
And that's how I felt.
I ripped through The Fifth Season. I loved that book.
Huh.
I like ripped through it.
You ripped it in half like
Hulk
Hogan?
Yeah, I was like,
Hogan? That's crazy.
Here's a phone book. Crash.
That's how I absorbed it.
That's how you read?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could read cool like that. I can't even read.
I know.
Right.
I know.
So, like, I'm digging it, I'm really into it, but I just, like, when I have...
I want you to finish it.
I
want to
finish it, too.
It gets so much better as it keeps going.
You've read the whole trilogy, right?
No, I haven't. I really want to read the other two. I've only read the fifth season, and I was actually just in a bookstore the other day. And I was like, if they have the second book, I'm buying it. I'm reading it. And they didn't have it. They only had the third one.
I thought you were that into it because you read all three of them.
No, but I read the first one and was like, I fucking need to read this series.
There's a lot. I have a lot of questions. And I think that part of it is that she's deliberately playing out the line of not answering the questions. Like, what exactly is Origine? Who are the Guardians
of the Galaxy?
No, Josh.
You gotta keep reading.
Go back to your flat brims.
Dude, you gotta keep reading.
All right. But in the meantime, I started reading another book that I am chewing through because it's a very quick read.
This guy chews books. This girl rips books.
Yeah, and what do you do?
I am on this show.
Farting on books.
No, thank you for being on this show. It really helps our numbers.
I am the face. I'm the pretty one.
You are.
On it's the true. Podcast.
It's true.
We'll put up a poll. All right.
you know Josh is going to win.
Actually, it's going to be.
I don't. And
I do.
We need to put that out.
Put it up.
Dollars to donuts. Zane wins this
poll. Oh, put up a poll. Who do you like better, donuts or dollars?
No. Who's the prettiest on the podcast? Not
Who's
right
the
now.
The prettiest?
Not fucking Why not? Right? Well, forget if I do it later. I'm
Just
listening to you,
it.
Too.
Just do it.
So
do
it I'm reading a book called The Chrysalis.
Do whatever I want. The Chrysalis. Go on.
By an author named Brendan Dineen.
That's a lot of D's.
Brendan Dineen.
Dineen. Okay.
Yeah. And Brendan and I used to work together when I worked in the publishing house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. We didn't work together. We worked on the same floor. And we were friends. And he told me about this book when he was working on it. And one of my friends at Tor sent me a copy of it. It's out. You can go buy it at a bookstore right now.
Go buy it.
At a
bookstore right now.
And I'm like 80 pages into it. And it's pretty solid horror. And
oh, scary.
Not to be that guy, I feel like there's a character that's introduced
is you
kind of early. Who
did it?
My impression of no. Oh. He's like not even a secondary
His
or tertiary
name's
character.
Bomb.
He's a total Burn. He's a total throwaway character. But the main character sees him staring at his computer, agonizing over the grid of people he's trying to sell to, and the character's name is Sean.
It's you.
S-E-A-N. I'm not so sure it's me. I feel like I have to reach out to Brennan and say, like, dude, did you name this character after me? And I feel like he's going to come back and say, yeah, I did.
What if he says no?
Then I'll say...
What if he says no?
Then I'll come back on the show and say, by the way, guys, Brennan got back to me, and he was totally named after me.
Yeah, he'll just lie.
He'll just lie.
I love lying.
It's so easy.
Especially when they can't prove that, like, you're not lying.
Right?
Or that you are lying.
So, Zane, do you want to ask him or should I ask him?
Questionable morals.
I do what I want when I want.
Oh, wait, is Josh
like reading
his book?
I didn't do... I was going to chew and rip through some books.
It's a lot of verbs.
But I had a lot of being sick to do, and that's going to be my excuse.
Josh, edit in the Price is Right when you get it wrong.
Okay.
Part time.
I have that saved on my computer.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Because you're a human.
Because of every time I do something in a show that puts that in it.
Don't look at me.
Hack.
Part time. All right. So I think
what's
that's
our
a,
topic?
Well, that's for the
time.
Next.
It's not time.
Section.
Oh, I'm
you
early.
Fucking dumb, dumb. I'm Zane.
I'm Josh. And this is Giggles Jones.
This is really bringing it back in right now.
Yeah.
Zane's
you
staring,
were like, let's go.
Zane's staring at her phone and I responding to a Catholic joke.
You
Josh
told me to go.
All right. Hi, I'm Sean. This is the best time to bring the show in.
You get mad
everybody's
at me when
ready.
I don't bring it in like that. Mm-hmm. I fucking fuck around.
What are you? I don't.
I'm pulling up the show topic, you dickhole.
Hey, Zane, what are you talking about tonight?
This is going well. This is the best one we've ever done.
This topic comes from Luke Gelheiser.
Hi, Luke.
Air horn for Luke. Josh
part-time.
Fucking phones it in now.
Have you ever given in to the hype of an upcoming book so much, only to have it come out and be underwhelming?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child was the latest one for
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's meant for the stage and was an adaptation of an original J.K. Rowling story, but
terrible,
the whole thing
yeah.
reads like bad fan fiction.
Yeah, it sucks. I did read a lot of that. I read, like, the
is
last...
It, I'm sorry, Jane, is that it, or is Josh talking over you?
That's it, and okay. Also Josh is talking over
okay,
me.
Okay, cool.
He wasn't really talking over me.
Yeah, it's like a dance. We're, like, dancing with words. That's what talking is.
Hey, Josh, keep going with your dance. You were talking about Harry Potter.
I read the seventh book of Harry Potter, and I was excited for that, and I wasn't. let down. Okay. But that's, like, the only book I really, like, that I could think of that I was like, oh, God, I'm excited to read this.
I remember when the last book of the Dark Tower series came out, the Stephen King seven-book series, when it was pre-publication, because at that time, Stephen King didn't do advanced reader copies for, like, booksellers.
Sure.
Because he didn't need to. And by the way, Stephen to King. Date, doesn't need to.
Is he famous?
Yeah.
Is he the most famous American author of all time?
I don't know about of all time. All certainly time. Living. I think that's a topic for another show.
Well, I just thought of one. You're welcome. Next time
we'll stick a pin in it. We'll come back to it.
Stick a pin in it. What does that mean?
That's you getting reprimanded.
Why am I getting reprimanded?
You got reprimanded.
I reprimand Josh by Zane hitting herself?
No, you reprimanded Josh, and you were like, that's a topic for another show.
He, like, dadded me. Yeah. He, like, dad-dicked
me. No, it's a great question. A great question is, who is the most famous American author of all time?
He's still dadding
it
up.
Is it Edgar Poe? Edgar Allan Poe?
But when they announced the seventh book of the Dark Tower series, there was some pre-pub, like, scuttle or press that... It was going to be the last book Stephen King
ever wrote.
Published.
That was a lie.
And, like, I used that in email campaigns and in, like, marketing in the store I was working. I was like, hey, fans of Stephen King, this is the last thing he's ever going to read. Come buy the book. Right. And, by the way, it sold books, but...
Superman died, right? Superman's dead. Buy a comic book. He's not dead.
You can't kill him.
Yeah. It's coming back.
But it was different, like, I was like, yeah, it seems like a good way for...
To stop.
Him to end his career. Mm-hmm. To finally finish.
When was this? Like, 1990?
No, it was probably 2003 or 4.
The 90s of the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Those were terrible years.
Well, the George W. Bush years.
Yeah. That's why he didn't want to write anymore. He was like, fuck this.
And then subsequent to that, he like literally publishes two books a year.
Yeah, he just never stops.
It's weird.
Well, he's like super prolific now because he's off the alcohol and stuff, right?
He cranks out books like Josh cranks out, you know,
farts. Podcasts.
Oh, that's good farts. Too. Farts.
Also farts.
Farting on a podcast.
Butt All jokes. Of those are butt the jokes. Things I was going to say.
Cranks out me talking about say? A butt.
Things that he cranks out.
His wiener?
Yes, my the wiener. Things that is my two wieners.
How many he has?
Yeah, that's true.
I heard that guy is like 30
fucking dicks.
I also got very, I don't want to say like caught up because I don't know how much pre-publicity was attached to it, but when Neal Stephenson was writing The Baroque Cycle, Quicksilver, The Confusion, and The System of the World, I was very much into... him, mm-hmm. and he wrote all three of those books at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and the story was he was writing them in pen, like he wasn't typing them.
Oh my God, that's gotta be horrible.
So, like, the 2 days before the first book came out, I remember distinctly having dreams about reading them, and,
in pen.
Like, in the dream, it was, like, a conflation of what I knew the story was going to be about,
mm-hmm.
which was, like, the 1600s, 1700s in England and America, but also the Diamond Age, which mm-hmm. I had already read. So I had this impression that I was going to, like, read this amazing book about the 1600s that was going to be interactive and was going to be, like...
So your dream made you, like... disappointed that you only had to read just a plain old Earth book.
Kind of, yeah.
It wasn't a fucking holodeck program.
That wasn't the hype of the world. It was just my own like brain was like, this is gonna be the greatest thing you ever read.
Oh man.
It's gonna be nothing like That's you've ever funny. Seen. And then it was like, oh, it's just a really great novel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah. I don't know. Zane, what did you get not excited about?
Well...
I feel like you... Don't take this personally. I feel like you get disappointed by books more than Sean.
Really?
Wait, disappointed more than I get disappointed in books?
Yes.
Or more than she is disappointed in me?
Both are correct, but I meant the first one.
Right. Interesting.
Only because I think you have, like a, you really like a certain thing.
Yeah, that's true. And but
like a higher standard?
No.
Maybe not a higher standard.
I like a very, specific, very specific, yeah. It's not even like a genre, but just like a very specific type
feel.
Of
feel. That's got to have like a tone yeah. to it.
Which is true. That's true about me. But I usually, if I don't like a book, I kind of just, this is the most sane thing ever. I just assume that it's like my fault. Like, like, well, it's not for me. So it's not like this book was disappointing. It's like, yeah. Oh, well, I'm not the intended audience.
I honestly think that's a natural reaction to yeah. things. Like, that's like, I just, it's like, season.
It's not for me. It's just, it wasn't meant for me. It's, I don't really like that kind of thing, but I'm sure other people do. So I don't know that I'm disappointed by books, with the exception of definitely Cursed Child. Was just like
it's dog shit.
Painful.
It's dog shit.
Painful.
Like,
painful,
pick
painful,
a page painful. And read it, and it's like, this is horrible.
Awful.
But it's a script. Like, I haven't.
But it doesn't even read
so
like a script. Though.
Awful. Even it beyond sucks. That, like,
it sucks.
I have read many a script, many like stage directions and all that stuff. Like, that's not the format. Was not what bothered me. It was unnecessary. First of all.
The characters are doing
weird, completely unnecessary,
things.
And it absolutely just does read like fan fiction in large part because the story was like okayed by J.K. Rowling,
right.
And she came up with like the general plot points, but she didn't actually sit down and write it, so it loses her voice and that like very particular way that she writes Harry Potter, that like kind of quirky,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and all of the like made up words and stuff.
Right.
Like, they just look stupid. Like, as I can't even imagine. Did you read Cursed Child, Sean?
No,
do not.
It's horrible.
It would fucking your head would like rocket into
it's,
the stratosphere.
It's idiotic. It's fucking idiotic.
It's so fucking like all the things that you hate or that you dislike about Harry Potter, amplify them by like 100 and you have Cursed Child.
It's like Harry Potter mixed with like,
it's fan fiction. It's like something that you would read on like fanfiction.net.
It's like Ernest Cline's Harry Potter.
It's like Ernest Cline. Well, it's like probably not as bad as that, but it's like, the vampire movie, the shitty
Twilight.
One. It's like Twilight Harry Potter. Is what it kind of makes me feel like.
Zane made a face that was like, nope, wrong
no,
answer.
No, it's just, it's written like someone who read Harry Potter and thinks that they know the Harry Potter universe very well mm-hmm. and was like, that what if Harry's kid?
Yeah.
Like, it's like that. Right. It's just a totally unnecessary
his kid's
story.
Like, his kid's like a Slytherin kid and like.
You guys hate fucking Broadway. I mean, that's what we're
I do at. Hate Broadway.
And that has nothing to do with
Shin
it.
She rolled her eyes 7 times just now.
I felt it.
That
I
has nothing to do with it.
I felt a disturbance in the force.
An
eye roll I haven't felt in a long time.
Yeah, since 30 seconds ago. So anyway, that was
got
disappointing.
I wasn't disappointed because like I kind of thought it was going to be stupid.
Yeah, but
I was
there
like, this
was
is
also like as I was reading it, I had this moment where I was like, when was the last time I got to read a new
right.
Harry Potter book?
Right.
You know, and I had this
that was
moment.
Approved, that was like.
Yeah, like, and just the act of like going out to buy it and
yeah.
like getting back in the car and being
that
like, oh, and I read it. I read it in like an hour and a half, and I read it right before I went to work.
I read it
and
online.
I was like, I was in my car. I was sitting in my car in a park
mm-hmm.
and I was like reading through it and I was like, like, that kind of elation, I missed that excitement over getting a new Harry Potter book, and so I let myself get excited.
Yeah, you bought in.
Yeah. You know, it was like, oh, Harry's in it, Hermione,
this is
oh
why,
my God.
Zane,
you, know,
you have to have a
like,
thick skin of cynicism on you at all times, like Josh, your pal Josh.
I feel like from time to time, I get excited or, like, hyped for the latest political book that's going to peel back
all the layers.
Give me a second. Give me a second on this, Zane, before you. That's going to be like, this is going to be the expose that shows how I mean, pick your political poison. Like, right. we can go, you know, modern, like how the Russians actually, you know, influenced the election, or how
Facebook, Twitter,
Trump actually, you know, cheated taxes. And then, like, the books come out, and we all go, holy fuck. Look at all this amazing reporting that's been done.
Right.
Where an author went out and talked to people who were in the room and got these interviews and got these statements from people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book comes out, and there's, like, these three – there's, like, 3 days of, like, the 24-hour news cycle where they go, this book just came out where it's been very proven that – Donald Trump donkey punched Barron Trump 17 times on the campaign trail because the Russians told him to do it. And then we go, oh man, why would he donkey punch his own son? That's a little kid.
Why would he do that?
And then like 3 days later, we're like, hey, but that doesn't... Kanye West dressed up like a water bottle.
Why is donkey lips there?
Donkey Lips was Turtle from Entourage.
But I often, what I think the point is, I often get caught up in the latest political tract that is coming out. Well,
you're not disappointed with the book. You're disappointed with the population of America. Also, I would say that like our lens of history is very skewed right now because we're in it and we don't really know like
what'll be significant,
what's going to be important.
It's right. All important.
Well,
I think that you're.
It is all
you're looking
important.
At it the wrong. Like you're looking the telescope through the fat end. Like it was all important in the 1930s. Like it was all important in the 1920s.
No, but you don't. I mean, there's important. I mean, like historically, like what's going to be the thing that pushes it up? You're not disappointed in the book. You're disappointed that we're.
And the reaction to it. You're right.
Yeah, we're disappointed. You're disappointed in, like, that we're not, like, doing stuff about it. Which, like, we are sort of.
Yeah, so we're not.
Well, I was really disappointed by Game of Thrones.
What, the book?
The book.
When's the last, what is the last one?
Hyped the fuck up, and I was like, I'm gonna get into this fucking badass fantasy series, and then
I can't
it was
read
so
them.
Dry and I can't. Boring.
I can't.
And I was so fucking let down. And yeah, I think the much. Worst part is that I was really disappointed by it, and I cannot read those books. And
they're horrible to read.
People love them. There the show is no telling people that, like, if you say to someone that you don't enjoy reading the books,
the show is
they
way
make
better.
The face that Sean is making right now.
I wish you could take a picture of it and put it through the speakers.
If only you had a device.
It's in
that
my car.
Could take a picture.
I left it in the car. Dan's here.
It's pretty terrible that those amazingly written books.
I don't know if they're amazingly
amazing.
Have been turned into one of the
yes.
best television shows
amazingly
of all time.
Written.
It's a better television show than it is a book.
It's a good story. Poorly executed, because that shit is the driest, most boring shit I've ever read.
There's a lot of that.
Which is pretty incredible, considering what he's trying to describe, which is pretty enticing.
Yeah, there's like dicks and tits
and stuff. I will give you that he gets bogged down in the details. That he can't see the forest for the trees.
He's looking in the fat end of the telescope, Zane.
Yeah. That's a
pretty
apt
thing
way
that,
of putting it.
Ever hear that one? I have. I definitely have heard
I've
that
I've definitely
one.
Heard it somewhere.
It's a pretty good analogy. It's a good way of
don't
thinking
give
about
him
like,
a, don't throw him a lifeline.
You said it. It was you.
What? Wow. I did.
No, I mean, you called it back. I said it first, but they didn't call it back.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're trying to, like...
Is that going
to
be in one of your Trump books about you rewriting history just now?
I don't know. If I win. It's okay. It's okay for you guys to be wrong about those books.
I mean, opinions can often be wrong. These are not wrong. I agree with Zane.
But you don't read.
I read, like, some of the Game of Thrones, and I was like, oh my god. Like, there's just parts where he just rambles.
You read some of Archie comics, and you're like,
yeah, I don't like Archie comics.
Jughead
either.
Is rambling about how much he loves hamburgers.
You don't care about a guy. A dude loves hamburgers in the 1950s? Wow.
Juggy Brodeltine?
Juggy Brodeltine.
Yes. That is approachable for everybody.
Saltamboka.
Oh, Juggy Brodeltine. Thanks for diffusing the tension.
No, there's no tension. It's just...
No, none.
It seems...
There's none.
It seems counterintuitive.
Yep, you're right. You got it.
It would be like saying, like, boy, those Harry Potter movies are really good if only that lady knew how to write the book.
No, it's not.
That's not at all.
That's not at all the thing.
It's not at all. It's not
purposely
the thing.
Obtuse.
That's not how it works. Like, you can envision something better than the author did.
The world building is incredible. The actual plot points are amazing.
Right, but
I just can't believe that it was written so dryly as to completely turn me off from continuing to read them.
He's got
to
cut some of that out.
The story itself is ridiculously good. The actual, like, execution of the writing style, insufferable.
But if any of that was true, then why would it have been optioned in the first place by HBO?
No one has ever optioned a poorly written book before.
Okay.
Never, ever. That's never happened.
Okay,
let
me revise my question.
Once read Forrest Gump and was like, let's make this an Oscar-winning motion picture.
In the lens of your pedantry, let's go back and revisit my initial question, which is... if it was so dry and so terrible, how could someone have turned it into such a great thing?
Because of what I said before. I said that part, which was that the world building is incredible, right, and the actual plot points of the story, the storyline itself is unreal. It's so good. It's just written in such a dry, boring manner that for me personally, I didn't even give a fucking shit what was happening in the book because I could not stand the style in which it was written.
All right.
That's kind of like asking, like, why is Star Wars so great, but he still uses those, like, fade in and out? Because he's not a great filmmaker, but he's a great storyteller.
No, I think, that, again, you're doing what I just did to you, and that's fair. It's fair. It's fine.
Weren't we just talking about this?
Yes.
What were we talking about?
Nothing. Yay! Read it in the Trump book. Why Sean Loves to Argue. An expose on Sean Curran.
People already know.
Is he the arguingest arguer?
They're not buying it.
Here he goes again.
The great arguer. That's what your presidential moniker would be.
I could never be president.
Arguer?
I mean, great as in large. Not as in, like, really good.
Yeah, but in history, like, you know, in 30 years when it matters. Like, when we talk about what matters in 30 years, great will just be great.
I feel like I'm ready to move on to the next section.
Facebook! Email!
No, not yet.
Oh. Hello, welcome back to Cracking the Spine, episode 114. I'm Josh.
Hi, it's Sean here.
And
it's me, Zane.
It's me, Zane.
I always go in the middle.
Like an Oreo cookie.
Not tonight.
Josh, do it again.
Hi, welcome back to episode 14. Zane's a cookie.
I'm a cookie.
Sean's here too.
And Sean, I remembered what I wanted to ask you.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Have you seen in the wild, like, an official copy of We Sold Our Souls?
I have not.
It looks really good.
We talk
all the time about how his books...
Yeah, the packaging, yeah.
...are
yeah, yeah.
just so beautifully printed.
Is that a Doogie Horner?
It's for those who aren't up to speed, it's the newest Grady Hendrick novel. We talked about it on the show. Yeah. It came out...
And Sean and I read an arc.
And Doogie Horner... Josh does do a lot of his...
He did My Best Friend's Exorcism, the cover of that is, like, astoundingly
awesome.
Beautiful. It looks like a VHS tape.
That's cool.
Right, yeah.
It's so gorgeous. But I was in a bookstore the other night, and they had, like, a Halloween display, like, spooky books or whatever, and that was there.
It's pretty good, dude.
It was good.
You're holding it back. I think you should let it go.
It's, like, it's far away.
No, it's good. Yeah, it was, like, it was in the distance.
It's, like,
far away. Yeah, but, let the note hold.
I can't do it now.
Go ahead,
Zane. I can only turn into Michael Winslow. I can't do it with you watching.
Michael Winslow.
It's never happened to me before.
And
so what's great about the package for We Sold Our Souls?
The edging on the pages is this beautiful, dark, matte black.
Oh, that's cool.
The whole book is black.
So when the book is closed...
It is all black. Like, this really dark, like, like, void.
That's cool.
It was such beautiful packaging. And I know you and I were, like, kind of underwhelmed by that book. But, I like, seriously, I saw, and I said this before I read We Sold Our Souls. I was like, the thing about Grady Hendrix is I read an advanced copy, and then I see what it looks like when they print it. And it's so beautiful that it makes me want to get it again. And I always feel like I need...
Did you buy it?
I didn't buy it, but okay. I was in the store and I picked it up. I was like, oh my God. So beautiful. And then, of course, I love when you read an advanced copy and then you get like the real copy and you're like, what did they change? You know, you like go through and you're like, is there like new stuff in there? Maybe it's just me.
That's just, no, I'm right there with exciting. You. No, it's not you at all. No. You know, readers love to read and find out like...
Readers gon' read.
Readers gon' read.
So anyway, Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Twitter.
Instagram.
Instagram is new.
I grammed it tonight.
You sure did. Did you gram a picture of us? I grammed
a picture of your butt.
That was TBT, and actually, I know exactly what that was. It was the night we tried to do a live show on Periscope?
Yes.
Was that what it was called back then? Yes, it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Periscope. It was a fucking
train wreck.
Yeah, it sure was. Oh, man. For all, like, three people that were there to watch it. We've
done so many train wrecks, though.
In fact, I'm pretty
Shut
sure.
Your mouth.
I'm pretty sure that whatever number episode that was that we tried to do live.
105.
It wasn't 105.
No, I
it was
know.
Well before that.
I same. Know. The listeners look at it. Jesus, you guys.
I don't. Oh, because of the double. Right. I do. Now I got it.
I don't. Anyway.
You're the one. Okay.
I was going to say that I think that was one of those episodes that, like, there were two of that yeah, number because. We were, yeah. We didn't actually record it.
Could have been.
Like, we tried to do it live.
That and it sounds was like us.
Episode, I want to say, like, 32.
Was it that early?
Oh, my God. That was a million years ago.
It was a really long time ago.
It's like yeah. 4 years ago.
It's been so long.
Holy shit, that's right.
It's been a long time since I've been on the podcast.
I don't know what song. I don't know what song.
It's the Enterprise theme song.
Oh.
We'll play it for
it's
you
wrong
later.
Podcast, Josh. Yeah, it's wrong. Yeah.
Save, M-class save podcast.
No, quit plugging your other shit.
plug your other shit.
WeddingRingStuckInAHorse'sThroat.com. Go pet some ponies. Tell them Zane sent you.
Can you just pet a horse? Is that a bad idea or a good idea?
I would definitely pet a horse that, like,
I would say it's the best know. Idea.
I don't think I would walk up to a horse and touch it.
I mean, I would, but...
I wouldn't.
They're
like cars.
Like, I'm a crazy think. Person, so.
That's true.
You can pet my pony. She's nice.
I pet your other one, but yeah, I never met this new one.
You have to come meet her.
Her name is Lydia.
Lydia Dietz.
Have I met her?
No.
All right, well, she seems nice.
She is nice.
She's way nicer than the other one.
He was my Whoops. Baby. That's a,
don't.
The other one was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't
but
mean
he was my
worse.
Baby. He died in my arm.
What if my cat did? That's true.
That's probably good.
Got it.
Good night.
I mean, the horse dying in the arms is probably
it.
No,
yeah,
cut it
happened
off.
To me. No.
Cut it off.
No.
Keep it going.
Okay.
Check them out. Books. Check them out. At your library.
Part time,